Well, this is the moment you've been waiting for all day long, Kevin. This is all you've cared about. I mean, the first 3 hours, as far as you're concerned, were just prologue for this interview right here. Am I right?
Yeah. We've just been wasting time. We've been treading water until we can get John Roker on the phone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, boys.
Now, John, we spoke with you last when your Die Freaky, Kill Everyone Freaky, Be Freaky, Live Freaky movie came out, right?
Die Freaky, yeah. My big hit.
That's what it was. We saw that movie, by the way, and you should know ahead of time. I don't know what John's going to tell us here, but he is seriously effed up in his own right. Forget the Elfmans. John is the one I'm concerned about.
That movie was so effed up, and yet I liked it, strangely.
It was so effed up.
That movie so you had the Mission Impossible 3 and Dharma and Greg put together.
Well, there is that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Now, you had an interesting encounter with Jenna Elfman, who, for folks who don't remember the name, was a huge TV star back in the 90s. She was on a program called Dharma and Greg, and she and her husband, Bodhi, I guess, were out. Was it just a chance encounter, or were you guys at the same place doing okay, you weren't doing like celebrity stuff at the same event. Okay.
Oh, and wait, when you say celebrity with and mention her name and his name, you have to be laughing.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Right. So where did this happen, dude?
It was up in I was taking a Sunday stroll with my friends and on Los Feliz Boulevard going back to my car and I had my shirt on. Which, did you guys get a copy of my shirt?
We did. He sent them over. It's fantastic. It's a black T-shirt that says Scientology, and then there's a picture of Tom Cruise. And then below that it says, is gay. And then on the back it has a picture of, what's his name?
John Travolta,
yeah, from Saturday Night Fever in his little headband saying very gay. And it's a funny T-shirt, John.
Well, come on.
But you run into Jenna Elfman, who, by the way, has yelled at me in this studio over.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Scientology.
She's such a class act.
Yeah.
So, you know, he said screaming at me, and I passed him. He stopped me. So no matter what reports that they're saying or what lies, you know,
right.
that I'm doing. He's like saying, you are attacking my religion. I go, you're not. It's not religion. It's a cult. It's just, you know, just because you're tax exempt doesn't make you a religion.
Now, by him, you mean Jenna Elfman's husband.
Her husband,
okay,
yes.
Bodhi. Now, John, let me stop you right there. Why did you feel the need to have this conversation? Why didn't you just blow them off and keep going? Why did you engage them?
Because I am so interested in what makes them tick. I always want to have a conversation with them. You know, I mean, not with her or him,
right.
but with a Scientologist saying, why do you guys, first of all, have no sense of humor?
Right.
Why do you guys attack everything in sight, but we can't criticize you? It's
right.
just not fair.
Now, John, from some of your comments, it's clear to me that you've done quite a bit of research on this particular topic.
A lot of research. It's a fascinating subject.
So he says, why are you attacking my religion?
I said, you're not a religion. You know, it's not a religion. He goes, well, we help people. I go, you help people, but there's always, you know, but there's always a catch to it. Always a catch. And then she, you know, stared at me and she goes, what are your crimes? What are your crimes? I go, what are you talking about? She goes, what are your crimes? Have you raped a baby? I go, raped a baby?
Okay, wait, John, wait.
I'm serious.
It doesn't seem possible that that could be anyone's response.
I know, but I have a witness.
What are your crimes? And then she followed that up with, have you raped a baby?
I raped a baby. I mean, the only person I've ever raped is myself, and I had my consent.
You had your own consent?
Yeah. Do you have any theory as to what made her think that?
No. I mean, what? Because I'm wearing a zany T-shirt, and she thinks I raped a baby?
It's so random. It's almost like, have you eaten a buffalo? I mean, it comes out of nowhere.
Are pineapples orange?
Yeah, how did you... Because that would have just fried my brain. I would have thought, I wouldn't have had to come back.
You wouldn't know how to respond.
Well, my comeback was like going, first of all, I have no idea what you're talking about, and can you please explain who Zeno is?
Oh, nice.
I want to know Zeno.
Now, give us a quick recap of who Zeno is in the Scientology...
Zeno is the, you know, I mean, when you go high up, and she and her husband are really high up in the church.
Right.
And they know things that those other little guys don't know. You know, the guys that wear the little navy outfits.
Right.
About, you know, like L. Ron Hubbard said, like a million years ago, this alien from, you know, went and got a bunch of other aliens because it was overpopulated, and he entrapped them and killed them, and, you know, put them in the volcanoes in Hawaii. It goes on. I mean, if you saw the South Park, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, did I see the South Park? The South Park episode was the best. That's the one that Tom Cruise supposedly had squashed. This is a tiny clip from that episode.
Dad, Tom Cruise won't come out of the closet.
Mr. Cruise, come out of the closet.
I'm never coming out.
What did you say to him?
I just told him I thought Napoleon Dynamite guy was a better actor than he is.
Oh, boy. Mr. Cruz, you can't just stay in the closet, all right? You need to come out.
Just leave me alone.
Well, we can't leave you alone because you won't come out of the closet.
So that's South Park.
That's South Park.
And supposedly, Tom Cruise got that episode banned from re-airing on Comedy Central, if you believe the reports.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they will not talk about Xena. They want, it's like a Catholic not talking about Jesus Christ being crucified and being resurrected from the dead.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
That, by the way, that's an excellent... I'm glad you brought that up. And we have John Rooker on the line. We're talking about his personal encounter with the Elfmans about Scientology the other day. I'm glad you brought that up because that is one of the things that is different about Scientology. For people who want to say, yeah, but it's my religion and it's my right to practice it the way I want, and it's just like being Catholic or being Jewish or being Muslim. The difference is all of that material on those religions is available for free to everyone in the world if they want it. And there aren't secrets that you pay for to get to that, to get to the next level.
And exactly. Also, when you join the church cult, you have to sign a contract.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. You have to sign a contract saying, like, if anything happens to you during the time you're in the church and something bad happens to you, that, you know, that the church has, you know, is not legally responsible for you.
Oh, excellent.
That's bizarre.
That's excellent.
Now, it said in the post that that you wrote, and I guess has been reprinted in the TMZ.com article where you can find more information on this, that it ended up being a 10-minute screaming match. Is that right, John?
It wasn't screaming. He was screaming. I was asking questions. I said, please explain who Xenu is.
Okay, now, at that, let me just butt in and say here, I heard that there was a younger person with them.
Right.
And tell us what happened when you said the word Xenu.
Every time they would give him a look, and he would turn and walk away and cover his ears. I'm going, oh my gosh, I kept on going, Xenu, Xenu. I'm just, you know, now, having fun. Now, it's like, you know, it's just like, please have a conversation. If you are representative of your church, you have to be a person saying, hey, this is what we believe in, man. You know, this is cool. And like, I can't explain who Xenu is now because you're not going to understand it. But they don't do it. They sit there and call me a baby raper. And then out, you know, and out of the blue, he goes, you're gay. I go, what? Because you act gay. I go, wow, you know, what a big man.
It doesn't seem like that's the way you witness your faith, though, if it's something that you believe in.
And the most amazing thing about it, like, you know, after this whole thing, I go, oh, why didn't I remember that thing that she did when she wouldn't donate an autographed photo for children with HIV.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, I do.
About that.
I was like going, damn, why didn't I remember that?
Oh.
Why didn't she?
She would not donate an autographed picture of herself for children with HIV because she says that she will not help HIV or AIDS programs because HIV is psychosomatic.
Psychosomatic?
No.
It's not a real disease?
Look it up.
Wow.
It's not a real disease?
Wow. It's not a disease. It's a state of mind.
Now, I want to be...
And that's what I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know?
My intention is not to run down Jenna. I like her, by the way. We've had her on the show a bunch of times. I really enjoy being with her, and I think she has been good in some of the stuff she's acted on. I mean, I don't know anything about that HIV story. I haven't heard that before, and I'm not claiming that to be true. That's
I liked her until she started yelling at me.
But I am interested in your eyewitness experience of what it was like. How did it finally break up? What was the end of the conversation where you guys went on your separate ways?
Well, we were walking away, and I kind of had it, and I said one little thing.
Yeah?
Like?
I said, Jenna, I know what your crime is.
Yeah.
And you make beep, beep TV sitcoms.
Crappy TV shows. And what did Jenna say to you?
Beep you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
So that went well.
Like, I can sense myself, K-Rock.
Neil, how about that?
Neil, this really
just be shaking your head the whole time you were walking away, though. You had to be going, like, what just happened?
No, it was so surreal. You know, it was such a funny thing. But I wasn't attacking them. I just was trying to have a conversation. I couldn't get a word in edgewise. And the thing about the whole church and all that, they're like saying that, you know, I'm provoking them, and I'm like this, I'm a threat and all that.
I've seen those reports that you supposedly wear that shirt and you go to where they are so that you can
give me a break. You know, come on. I mean, they're in Hollywood. You know what I mean? They're all over the place.
Right.
That's true.
And I'm a director, and I, you know, come on. I mean, Billy Joe Armstrong and I would, you know, I would have the shirt on and stuff. And, oh, we met Juliette Lewis and all that. And he thought it was hysterical.
Right.
You know?
Right. And by the way, John brings up Billy Joe because he's working on a movie about their film. He filmed, I guess, the recording of The American Idiot, and that's going to be a...
I was in there for 7 months called Heart Like a Hand Grenade, which comes out at the end of the year.
Oh, I can't wait. That's cool.
Seriously, if Tom Cruise does not have you killed between now and then, we want to have you back on to talk about that when it gets close to the release, right?
I mean, well, when they see Live Freaky, Die Freaky, they're going to know exactly. You know, they're like going, oh.
That's the guy. Yeah.
my new movie is going to be a stop-motion picture by L. Ron Hubbard, so...
I can't wait.
So basically, they asked you if you raped a baby. You said, I have no idea why those words would ever come out of your mouth.
No.
And then...
No, I love that. Like, I'm trying to seek publicity, which, duh. You know, I mean, but the thing is, if I was anyone, if I was just a person that, you know, was a plumber or a postman, I was wearing that T-shirt called Freedom of Speech, people, look it up.
Yeah.
You know, but no, they got a guy who's a director with a big mouth.
Right.
Who wants to say, wait a second, you just can't go and stop someone and say all this kind of stuff and say, like, you know, are you gay and do you rape babies? It's just like, it's not right.
Well, it's certainly not how you normally answer questions about your religion.
No.
I mean, normally, like Bean said, in every other religion, you'd talk about what it is you believe and why you believe it. Let me just ask you one more question, John, and that is that we have had a lot of Scientologists call, write, email, talk to us about Scientology, and I get the idea that they haven't spent enough money to get anywhere near the Xenu part. Like, they don't really know that kind of stuff about it. They just know the self-help part of it, that they're good people, they seem to have been helped by it, but they just don't have any idea what the other stuff is.
Well, yeah, I know, but why do you have to pay money for spirituality? Why do you have to spend money? It doesn't make any sense to me. If they want to help people, if they want to save people, then it should be no money. I'm going to tell you something. They go, well, what about the Catholics and all that? They have to give money. My mom goes to church, and, you know, in the collection basket, she'll cut out pictures of articles about priests molesting boys.
Well, now we know where John gets it from.
Yeah. That's awesome. By the way, they pass the plate in the Catholic Church so that they can get, you know, take care of the lawsuits. That's what they do with that.
Yeah, it's for the defense fund. Exactly. Well, listen.
One thing, too, about the whole T-shirt thing is I also have a Christianity Kills T-shirt with George Bush on it, and they never complain about that.
Right, of course.
Well, eventually you'll run into the crazy people who will start yelling at you on the street about that. I guess you've been lucky so far. We're out of time, John. I'm glad to hear the story in your own words, man. We appreciate you coming on, dude.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Bye.
Bye now.